Hi there, I'm Shane Spears and welcome to another edition of Summit Scale, beaming out to you from the beautiful city of Bath in the UK. My guest today is Machen McDonald. Machen, a very warm welcome. Great to have you on our show.
Great to be on. Thank you.
For those of you that don't know him, Machen is a number one best-selling author, strategic business coach, active community member serving on three local non-profit boards, loving husband of 26 years, father of three, and passionate about helping people love and accept themselves so they can fully step into their full potential and profoundly affect the world. Brilliant, I love it. Machen, the title of our interview today is Provoking Your Brilliance, and we have 5 minutes for the interview. If you're ready, I'll set the clock.
Okay.
So, how do you differentiate yourself from other performance coaches?
Well, what I've been accused of more than one time is being a business therapist, a business owner therapist. In the coaching world, our job really is just to ask questions and bring out the answers that a client already has in them, right? We hold them in this complete resourceful place. And, there's consulting, which is we tell them what we know works. And then there's on the other end of the spectrum, there's therapy. So based on the situation, based on the client, I kind of dance along that line, not so much close to the therapy because I'm all for therapy. I believe it's an important part. But in the scheme of what I do, it's kind of just the size of a rear view mirror versus what I really focus on is the size of the windshield, right? Where are we going? How are we going to get there? What's the horizon?
I love that.
But we have to have some awareness of what's behind us that may be holding us back because, it's not who we think we are that holds us back. It's who we think we're not.
Yeah.
So I just kind of hold up the mirror and let them see who they really are and get a glimpse of possibility.
Yeah. And you're very clear about that definition of coaching because often it's a term that I find that gets widely misconstrued from training to mentoring to all sorts of things. But
well, being a certified coach, I should say, there's a lot of people out there that are quote not certified, and I'm not meaning that in a derogatory fashion. They help people and they do it based upon their experience and their wisdom that they're bringing to the table, and people follow that. It's good to have quite maybe a mentor, consultant to help, but really true coaching is just having these very excruciating, provocative questions that get people to start to chip away this armor that they've built over their lifetime and start to get a sense of what their gold really is. Mm. I can't tell you how many times I've had people come to me like, I need help growing my business. I've been at it for 15, 20 years. We're doing well, but I've got to get to that next level. And we end up finding out that it's not the right wall for them. They need to lean their ladder up against an entirely different wall, and they're switching gears and shutting down or selling businesses to start what their real passion is. Mm. And actually, the beautiful thing about it is it's always a lateral move financially. They don't take a hit financially. They lift this weight off of themselves so that they can really live the life that they're meant to live.
Yeah. And what makes you uniquely qualified to help your clients to succeed?
Oh, without sounding self-aggrandizing, I think what uniquely qualifies me to help my ideal clients is basically just the life I've lived. Good news, bad news is both of my parents were alcoholics. And not abusive physically, but a little bit on the emotional side in that they loved me so much and they couldn't handle their own imperfections. That all got projected onto me. So I could never do it good enough.
Right.
And, because of the situation, when I'd wake up every morning, I didn't know which parent I was going to wake up to. Was it going to be the loving, adoring parent, or was it going to be the hypercritical parent? So I developed this ability to really read people really well in order to survive. And, I've always been somewhat of a kind of a serial entrepreneur, right? I'm the kid that, had the lemonade stand, sold the golf balls off the golf range. And, in high school, I had a water ski school. And in college, I had a public relations company. So I've always had that just innate, natural talent. Mm-hmm. And I believe, right, for me, I believe that being an entrepreneur, being a business owner, is probably the most courageous thing anyone can really do, right? A lot of people go to work, they know they're going to get a check every 2 weeks.
Yep.
There's a different mentality for somebody that signs the front of the check versus the person that signs the back of a check.
Yeah.
Nothing against an employee. We need employees. There's just a different wiring, right? Yep. There's a book, Men Are From Mars, Women Are From Venus. There's a different biology, chemistry, wiring that goes on. And I believe that's true in the business world with entrepreneurs. And so because oftentimes they don't have anybody to really unload with and be vulnerable with and think out loud with, right? Because they've got to be stoic and have everybody looking up to them for the answers. I just have that ability, that sensitivity to hold that space and let them come in and play ping pong mentally and emotionally. And from that, you know, the goodness that percolates, I can't tell you how beautiful that is to witness.
Yeah, lovely. I mean, we're coming to the end of our time, but I'm really curious to what's your latest project that you're working on and bringing to the world?
Well, my latest project is, because there's only one of me to go around, and I have a lot of people that, a lot of small business owners that want a taste of what I do. I've created a little program. I just call it an acceleration breakthrough program. And it's a 2-session program with me where people don't have to worry about a long-term obligation, but it's a chance for them to just get really clear on what they really want, right? Because when we're clear on what we want shows up. Yeah. But only to the extent that we're clear. So I help them get really laser surgical clear on what it is they really want. You know, and I have a way of helping people suspend fear while they're playing with that.
Right.
And then we look at the fears and the things that can hold them back. And I give them some tools to move through that. And then we send them out on some actions that they've committed to in that session. Give them a couple weeks. They come back. And then we look at what worked and what didn't work, and then we fine-tune it, we calibrate it, and they get amazing results. The good news, bad news is usually after those 2 sessions, they're off and running and they don't need to come back.
Yeah,
I've had clients that, you know, they have bigger projects and they certainly engage, but a lot of people are like, man, this was amazing. I got through that dilemma. You know, here's what was at risk if I went for it. Here's what was at risk if I didn't. And it's usually the same fear. Mm. And that's what creates the dilemma or the stuck. And I just have this way through this program of helping them first become aware of it, find the attitude or the approach that's going to work for them, get them into some action, and then hold them accountable. I call it the 4 A's.
Brilliant. Brilliant. I love it. Sadly, we've gone over our time, but it was such great stuff. Folks, for more resources, check out Machen's website, www.probrilliance.com, and the link will be below the website. Brilliant. Thank you very much for that, Machen.
Thank you, Shane. Appreciate it.
Thanks for checking out our Summit Scale podcast. If you like what we're doing here, please head over to iTunes and subscribe, rate us and leave a review. It's very much appreciated. And if you want to learn more about the work we do or are looking for a load of free resources to help with scaling your business, check out our website, www.summitleader.com.